I'm thinking we'll sing another song, but turn to Exodus chapter 2. Exodus chapter 2, and we'll read a few verses there in a moment. But of course, we've been talking on leadership the last few weeks. We've discussed the fact that obedience is a key to good leadership. I'll kind of slow down here. I get a little bit ahead of myself, and poor Miss Ruth. You know, she does so well. She does so well with this preacher. And we thank God for Miss Ruth. And all right, Exodus chapter 2. Discuss the fact that obedience is a key. The first week, you remember, I talked about Joseph. You know, think about this. You know, I was thinking about this as I was studying today. Of course, we talked about Joseph. We talked about Jochebed, Moses' mom, a lady, a godly lady in the Bible, I believe. The different kinds of people that God used, the different age groups, if you will, that God used to go ahead and help lead. You know, God used a teenager, okay, Joseph, 17 years old, to go ahead and obey his dad, I think, as I mentioned, at a time that I don't think he really wanted to. I mean, if the flesh spoke, I think if he was going to suck him to the flesh at that time, when Jacob went ahead and said, go check on your brothers, Joseph, you know what? He could have gone ahead and ruined God's plan, if you will. You know, God definitely wanted Joseph to be used of God to and ultimately take care of Egypt one day during a famine. And, of course, Joseph went ahead and said, Dad, I'll go ahead and do this job. Despite the fact that my brothers hate me, despite the fact that, you know, it seems like, you know, they want to hurt me, and they're not even here. They left home because they couldn't stand to be around me. But Joseph was obedient, and that's very key to leadership, okay? You know, the Holy Spirit, you know, I believe there can be leaders born in this room right now, leaders that God wants to use maybe to step up in their leadership roles. And the truth of the matter is, and the Holy Spirit's there kind of working on you, so to speak. And the truth is, we have to obey the leadership of the Holy Spirit. I mean, if we're going to step up our roles as far as a parent, as far as a older sibling, as far as a pastor, as far as a Sunday school teacher, you know, and the Holy Spirit desires you to do more, maybe in your leadership role, and maybe to reach out more or expand your influence, if you will, you know what? The key is obedience, okay? So Joseph, he obeyed as a teenager. And then, of course, the second week we taught on what leadership is, the definition of leadership, and what it is and what it does. Leadership is the ability to guide or direct yourself, leading the flesh, okay? Then you will have the ability to guide others. We talked basically in Galatians chapter 5, 16, the Bible says, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. We spoke about that last week. We talked about Jochebed, okay, a mom who so wanted to, who believed in her follower, her son, if you will. She so believed in her son that she wanted, she knew that God would go ahead and use Moses. She knew that, just like every mother. You know, I think I don't think there's any parent that desires their child to be a failure. I don't think anybody, I mentioned this last week, I don't think anybody ever wants to get up in the morning and say, you know what, I want to be a failure in life. Nobody wants that. And no parent wants that for their child. No pastor wants that for his people. No Sunday school teacher wants that for his pupils. So bottom line is, we've talked about a teenager. We talked about a godly mom. Now we're going to talk a little bit about tonight, about the preparation of a leader, as we talked about last week, and preparing a leader. We're going to talk a little bit about